In the 1960s and 70s, Danny Abramowitz played in the National Football League for the New Orleans Saints and the San Francisco 49ers. He later worked as a coach in the Chicago Bears and New Orleans Saints organizations. Danny is the author of the new book, Spiritual Workout of a Former Saint, and is on the telephone with us this morning from New Orleans. Good morning, Danny.
Bob, how you doing this morning?
Fine, thank you. Welcome to Catholic Forum.
Glad to be there.
Now, your book is truly a spiritual workout. It's a prayer workbook. Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I wanted to find something that would attract men to a spiritual topic without them really knowing. It sort of duped them, I guess. You know, the cover lends a lot to the eye of a man because it has me in a coaching outfit. The Sunday Visitor did a good job. Then the back portion of the cover has me as a player, some action shots.
Uh-huh.
And then the inside has terminology that men could relate to, sports terminology like stretching out in prayer, running away from temptation, mm-hmm. you know, lifting up others. And then I use ideas game planning, how we game plan in the NFL, and then relate it to your own personal life, game planning your personal life. So these kind of terminology, and then I call the Holy Spirit our personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
All these analogies that sort of get men interested. In the book, as you go along in the book, mm-hmm. I have timeout sections where I have a little stopwatch, it's timeout, and ask a reflective question for a guy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's why I think it's sort of used a sports terminology. I think it would interest guys, and then what happens is once they get into it, then they see it's spiritual. We're talking about sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a lot of things that are in the church,
right.
In the catechism.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten some real good reviews from people that have called me and written me and made me feel good.
Yeah. So why did you write the book? Did you see that there was a real need for?
Yeah. To me, the key, Bob, is until we get men back in the pews, our church is going to have a hard time turning around.
Mm-hmm.
Men are supposed to be the spiritual heads of the families.
Mm-hmm.
We've dropped the ball in that area. We have to get back as spiritual heads. I think what's happened is men have said, well, this is a lady's job, or to be spiritual, to go to church and all this kind of business is sort of weak to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a good job. The devil's done a good job of tricking us in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried to, and prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, and you got to watch out when you pray to the Lord and ask him something. I said, I think I can be beneficial in evangelizing to men.
Mm-hmm.
Use me.
Hmm.
Well, I shouldn't have done that, you know. So anyway, he sort of, sitting before Adoration Chapel, these things all start coming to me over a period of time. It took me 2 years to write the book, and it was a talk long before it was a book. I had a broad outline that I would use and give talks, and then men said, well, where's the book? And I said, I don't have one. So I prayed, and then the Lord sort of nudged me along with this, thank God, or I would have never finished it.
That prayer at the Adoration Chapel will get you in trouble every time.
No, right? Absolutely.
good trouble.
Good trouble, you're right.
Now, you outline 8 steps in your book. Could you just briefly go over those steps for us?
Well, basically, what I try to do is, initially, I told them a little bit about myself, my life, a little bit to let them know that I'm a sinner, I'm weak, and all that kind of business. And then, as we go along in life, you got to then look at what's a priority in your life. Is that we have the physical part, we should take care of that. We have the mental part of our life that we do that with education, all these other things. But those two end upon death. The one thing I think we don't spend much time with is the spiritual that the Lord told us lasts forever.
Yeah.
And I sort of asked the question, how much time do you spend on the two other ones, the physical and the mental, that mm-hmm. end, and how much time do we spend on the spiritual that lasts forever?
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of gets them thinking. Then I start coming in, well, men need to have I agree. I have to maybe change my way of thinking, my priorities. I want to get closer to the Lord. How do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I come in and start talking about, the stretching out in prayer,
right.
to also get a spiritual nourishment by the Eucharist, the Mass. That's where the main thing, also through scriptures, through the catechism. Then we're talking about lifting up others. This society tears things down. I think we need men to start lifting people up, and beginning with our own families, our friends, our relatives, our enemies. And the ones that really need lifted up right now is our priests, who have gone through a very difficult time. And men have to do that. Men have to come in defense of the priest and tell them that you love them, you care about them, and you appreciate them, because they're so whipped down right now. Then I talk about, hey, you got to run away from temptation. There's temptation out there. The Lord's going to protect you. But the devil's also on the other end trying to encourage you to die. You don't have to worry about that. Just take this, fool around with drugs, greed, pride, all kind of devices he uses. He knows his pornography is a big thing. And I go into all these different things in a way that you have to reflect in your life. Is this a problem in your life? Is this preventing you from coming to the Lord in your life? Talk about the nourishment in your life, and then after all, sort of go through these different things, and I start talking about the rest in the spirit. In order to really reflect in prayer and do things in your life, are you at rest? Are you calm? What happens to us in this society where cell phone, TV, radio, computer, when do we stop and slow down just to listen to the Lord speak? He gave us one mouth, two ears. We use the mouth 500 times more than we use the ears. How can we hear the Lord? We've got to not only slow us ourselves down by speaking and stuff, doing quiet, but you have to quiet your inner self. And that's why I like the Adoration Chapel. When you sit in there and just sort of just quiet yourself, your inner being, so the Lord can speak to you. So these are basically what I try to do in the book.
Right. Now, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Danny Abramowitz, former New Orleans Saint in the NFL, and currently the author of the new book, Spiritual Workout of a Former Saint. Danny, how can this spiritual workout bring a man closer to his family?
I think the spiritual workout is all about strengthening the heart, the soul, the inner part of a man. You know, I'm a firm believer in the book. I start talking about, you know, I work out 5 times a week, physically work out. I like that, you know, these kind of things. But I also, my main thing in my life, when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is stretch out in prayer. I pray and ask the Lord to strengthen me inwardly. It's just like the apostles. They didn't know what to do. Would the Lord teach us how to pray? He taught them how to pray because he knew that they needed prayer. When he was going to leave, when he was going to leave them down on this earth, that he taught them to pray. Because without prayer, we can't accomplish anything. And what happens is, once we start, and I went through some stuff in my life. I've been in AA since 1981. But once I start changing my life, and then I start turning my life over to the Lord, and then I start growing in the Spirit through prayer and stuff, then it changed me as a person. It changed me inwardly first. That once I change inwardly, see, we're out in this world out here. We think it's an economic problem, that it's a social problem. It is sort of those things. But the main thing out here, and people are crazy if they don't think it's not, there's spiritual warfare going on out here in this world. And if people would turn their lives over to the Lord, that's the last thing we try to do. If you look at our society now, we've taken God out of our own personal lives. We've taken him out of the family. We've taken him out of the school. We've taken him out of the country. If he's not in the equation, it don't work. That's why a lot of things are not working. And he has to be in there. Our life will not work the way it should work without him in it. We can have all this stuff. We can have money. We can have NFL careers. We can have all this stuff. And we'll eventually wake up one day and be the most miserable person. Now, if we have the NFL, we have business, we have all these things, and we have the Lord in our life too, then it makes sense.
Now, you did mention a little bit earlier that you've gotten some positive feedback from people who've
right.
read your book. What have they been saying? What have you been hearing?
Well, there was a deacon that wrote me a note, and he said that he was really went through a depressed state of his life, and someone got him the book. He read the book, and it sort of rejuvenated him. It sort of made him think mm-hmm. and reevaluate his ministry and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was a lady, you know, sort of bought the book, heard about it, bought the book, put it on the nightstand by her husband's bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, he didn't touch it for a day or two, and then all of a sudden he starts snooping in there. And then he read it, and then it's really made a big difference. He came and said that they sort of talked about how he has not been very communicative with her. He's not helped out his end of the bargain.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the things. A priest told me that, you know, he uses for his men's group to use his study guide.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of things, I could go on and on, but mm-hmm. those are just some of them.
What are you working on now?
They want me to do another book. I don't know. Books are hard to do. I just think that this book, I didn't write this book for money or anything like that. The Holy Spirit sort of nudged me along in this venture. But I really believe there's no books out there for Catholic men.
Mm-hmm.
This book, I like to really get this thing going. I do a lot for men's spirituality. We have in the New Orleans area, we've had, in fact, we've got our fifth one coming up now. It's called A Morning of Spirituality with Archbishop Hughes.
Hmm.
And men, you know, when you have a retreat or have a seminar, ladies can go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They have no problem. A guy gets ants in his pants after a few hours. He can't stand to be still that long.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is start at 9 in the morning. We have a little music. Then we have a witness by a man. 20 minutes. We have one talk on one particular subject. It might be on prayer. It might be on lust or something. One topic.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have 30 priests that hear confessions.
Wow.
And then we during the confession, we say the rosary in Vietnamese, in Spanish and in English.
Wow.
And then we have the Mass by the Holy Father, I mean by the Archbishop,
mm-hmm.
Followed by a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been great. We average around 500 men.
Wow.
We have it twice a year. So these have been very effective. I've been active in that, active in our foundation here also in Legatus, which is a mm-hmm. Catholic organization founded by Tom Monahan.
Right.
For Catholic CEOs and presidents and their spouses.
Right. And you do go around the country speaking a lot.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah.
Primarily to Catholic men.
Mm-hmm. How can our listeners get more information about your work and also to get a copy of your book?
The copy of the book, they can go, it's EWTN, they can go our Sunday Visitor, I think they can go online, hopefully at their Catholic bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, secular bookstores, they might have it there, you could check there.
Right.
Those are the primary sources for the book.
It's www.osv.com is the website for your publisher, our Sunday Visitor,
mm-hmm.
osv.com. All right. Very good.
And if anyone wanted to get a hold of me, they could 504-584-5000.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Danny Abramowitz, thanks so much for spending time with us today on Catholic Forum, and I hope that you have continued success with your work.
Keep praying for me, and I'll pray for you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.